Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Twagala okutwala ekiseera kino kwebaza Katonda.
We want to take this time to thank God.
Olw'okutuwa nate obudde obulungi bwe buti.
For giving us still this good time.
Okwongera okwekebejja eby'okumanya kwe.
To move on such on unto His knowledge.
Era nga tufunira ddala okumanya okutuufu.
And we get the rightful knowledge.
Okuva ku Nnamulondo ye.
Which come from His throne.
Twaluddemu leero tuli leetimu.
Today we are a bit late.
Naye twagala tukozeseeyo obudde obwo butinitini bwe tulinayo bwa service yaffe esooka.
We want to use this time we have for the first service.
Kubanga eba erina okubanga egwa ku ssaawa nga ttaano
ekitundu. It has to end by 11:30.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugulumiza Katonda.
We glorify God.
Olw'okuyita eggwanga lyaffe lino.
For calling this our nation.
Newankubadde nga waliwo emitawaana.
Even though there seems to be troubles.
Amen.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebiro bino.
In these seasons.
Bw'oyogera mu mawanga ag'ebweru.
When you speak in the western nations.
Eri abo abataafunako kukolesebwa kw'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
Or those who never got the vision of the call of the nation.
N'obagamba nti Uganda eyo gye mulaba bw'efaanana kati.
And you tell them the Uganda you see how it is now.
Baagiyita
nno. It was called.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Another can wonder the madness you have on the mind. And they wonder what you are speaking about.
But
unto those who understand the nation called and the battles it meets, they remain proving indeed it was called. For all those called, they meet usually those troubles.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ati okugeza nga Israeli.
Now, for example, Israel.
Baba yita ne waluwa obasingana nga ne munsi yaabwe tebali.
They were called by their time to found them not even in their nation.
Nga bali eyo wanabukadenezi mu Babylon.
In captivity in Babylon.
Nga tebali mu ngensi yaabwe nga matongo.
The nation is desolate.
Naye nga yayitibwa.
Yet it was called.
Yasingana omanyi olutalo olubeerawo sitaani nga ataddewo amaanyi
mangi
okujeemesa abali mu ggwanga oba abaayitibwanga
eggwanga
alali ne katonda n'ateekamu amaanyi mangi oba kuba kibooko
batege
kati awo muba mulina vvayo mangu ne mutegeera katonda ngo.
Now there you have to come quick, understand God when there's still time.
Essaawa nga zino zitulaga.
Time like this shows us.
Waliwo obujeemu bwe twakoze kumala akaseera.
A rebellion we've done for some time.
Nga tetutuukiriza.
And we are not fulfilling.
Kama byatwogerako eby'ekitalo.
The great things God speaks of us.
Kaakati obwo obukakanyavu obwo.
Now that hardening of hearts. Of refusing to fulfill those God speaks of us as a nation Uganda all over the entire world. When we get hardened in hearts, it brings things to shake us. Now the way we are into right now, a few people can understand the rightful thing moving on. Most people wonder whether it's the government which has failed. But it's the same you elected in the other year. That is what came in 1986. It's the same government. The one who led it is the same person.
It's
the one you re-elected.
2001.
When we first elected him,
2006.
He is the same person. What happened to him? I wanted to do like this. He is the one who came from the bush in 1986. You re-elected him in 2006. 1996? Okay. And we elected him again when? 2001. He is the same person. How was he appearing in those days? And how was the situation then? We re-elected him. When? 2006. And we brought him the same person.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we brought him back when? 2011. And he was appearing how?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And you brought him back when? 2016. How was he appearing then? He changed, now he's old. But he is gotten old. You hope even the head got old. What is wrong happening? Don't you think that we are obliged by the Spirit? We are obliged by the Spirit, and Bible says God is the Spirit. Now, if he owes us, in this time we are studying of the signs which will prevail in the fulfillment of the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of all the nations. And they are the same signs which were marked to prevail in the coming back of Jesus. We reached on the seventh sign, on the seventh way we revealed those signs. And we are looking majorly how we spoke the mystery of God meant to be revealed before the angel of the last trumpet, the trumpet of the end, and the coming back of the Lord Jesus. And that is the work given us, prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus. But we were showing those things meant to be prevailing. We are still moving on. But this day, in the few minutes we have, I want to reveal you something in the fifth phase. In the fifth phase, just going to look into the fifth phase. For the signs we have been showing in the fourth phase of the call of the nation. But I wanted us to look into the fifth phase. The fifth phase. And we have gone to see
resembling things,
there are things which look alike, which happened in the call of Israel, or which were upon the nation of Israel. And they appear the same as things happening in the nation of Uganda. I want us to look into there. That will be the fifth phase, which shows that Uganda and Israel, they were called from the creations of heavens and earth, and they were put upon them the same signs,
symbols,
now the same symbols, the symbols of their call, they are alike, most of them. That heading, the fifth phase will be speaking like this. That Uganda and Israel, they were called from creation of heaven and earth, and they were put upon the same symbols, which show their call.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I wanted you to look into there.
And
understand why is Uganda like this. When you look to Israel ever since they were called, they fought and struggled with God for a long time. And they never humbled. And they humbled a little, and after they acted stubborn, God will beat them. Satan hounded them so much. We too, it happened on us. But I wanted you to look into those signs. God beat Israel
ngatagireko emyaka mingi nnyo,
never left it for many years,
inge kijikubya kimuko ekirizo kuitwa kwa yegonde,
yet why he beat them to accept their call that they humble to eat.
Nechechindu chechimwe chitubadde
kweli, the same thing which has been happening on us and which is on us.
Okuva lwetwa kakasibwa okuyitibwa kwa,
ever since we have proven up our call,
ngensi yonna etwogerako,
and the entire world speaks of us.
Ebyandikwa byasooka okutwogerako,
scriptures first spoke of us.
History natwogerako,
history spoke of us.
Obunnabbi obuva mu mawanga ne mu Uganda
butwogerako, from nations and from Uganda spoke of us.
Okuva lwetwayogerwako ebyo byonna,
ever since we spoken of all those,
kuva mu biro byetwafuniramu independence,
right from the eras we got the independence,
tuuka ne leero,
up to tonight,
tuzze tusiŋŋaana ebizibu bingi,
we have been finding many problems,
naye ng'ekisinga okusiŋŋaanyisa ebizibu ebyo,
but what makes us find those problems most,
kutakkiriza nakuteeka mwoyo kukuyitibwa okwo,
is not accepting and putting our hearts onto that call.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Israel, yeah, mirondi mingi,
Israel many times,
yeah, singana, eh, mitawane, he
found those troubles.
Yeah, jimu.
The same troubles.
Na yetu wagato kutunorizako mubone rogo.
But we wanted to look into you in those signs and symbols.
Uganda, Israel, right,
that Uganda and Israel were called from creations of heavens and earth. And they were put upon the same symbols. We are to meet that in the 50th phase of the call of the nation Uganda. But we wanted to look into there. The reason why we're looking into there, that you understand why are we being beaten and why are we like this. Even Israel itself faced it.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. When God promised Israel, he spoke with them like this. He told them, though I called you, but I have another nation, that I'll cause you to get jealousy over them. According to Deuteronomy 32:21. Let's read and we hear.
Ekyamateeka esula ya 32 olunya olw'21.
Deuteronomy chapter 32 from verse 21.
Bankwasanga obuggya n'ekyo ekitali Katonda. Bansunguwazanga n'ebigambo byabwe bitaliimu. Nange ndi
yendako katono.
You pause a little.
Ebbanga lyonna.
All long.
Isirayiri bamuyita okuva ku Seth.
Israel was called right from their forefather Fez.
Oba okuvira ddako Abel.
Or right from Abel. But we mostly consider faith because it's the one who got in the place of Abel. They called him from all that far and the beginning, Genesis.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But all that long, up to when he got them from Egypt, they were always causing God to get angered against them. And they spoke words which were worthless. And they angered God. I don't know if you've understood me.
Israel,
Israel, as you see them as they were called, when we officially shall begin this heading, we're just looking in it, you'll see Israel was called to begin the work.
Uganda
called to wind up the works of God under the sun on the planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So
Israel,
Israel begins with Abel, the work begins then. Preparing for the birth of Christ. That is why Hebrews 12, verse 24 says that the blood of Jesus
is
better word than the blood of Abel. That word spa. The call of Israel begins from Abel. But all that long as he moved with God,
he
always caused him jealousy and God caused him to get angered. And he beat them many times. And he punished them that they may realize what he called them for.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But after they had moved for some time, he reaches in Deuteronomy. Now we are in the era of Moses. He tells them, all along they caused him to get jealousy with what wasn't with words which were not worthy. You know, when God has called you, you're not worthy to just speak. You don't just do whatever you find. You have to do as all his commands are. Now, like with the nation called, we've angered God many times with words which are worthless. You've heard me well. And you find the Speaker of Ugandan Parliament. They have just elected her. And she goes to thank her for her fathers, the demons. And she climbs the mountain. Thanksgiving for the forefathers, the clan demons who made her be elected. Does that not get God to get jealousy and angered? Let's first repeat this verse.
Deuteronomy 32
from verse 21.
Bangu asanga obujja necho ekitali Katonda. Bansunguwazanga n'ebigambo byabwe ebitaliimu.
Now
they brought in another thing which is not God. Here we speak of Israel. But we found we too are the same as Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Uganda
in the Uganda motto we have for God and our country. Not for our country and other gods. Not like that. There the jealousy of God is right here. What is worship in the nation is all causes jealousy to God. By the words we speak in the nation, starting from the church itself, entering different organizations in Uganda, people who are different, what is spoken, them to anger God. What do you speak? You say you speak for God. What you speak, is it of God? Israel did this and we too we've done it.
But you say we have even called even to him.
Anytime Israel did those things, he told it,
me too,
I'm going to make you jealousy with another nation. Remember that nation had prepared us, we ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're going to
hear the same symbols in this little time.
So
now it is true indeed on the things upon us as the nation of Uganda. It's required of them to be upon us till we shall realize God called us. For he beat Israel till he sent farewell to them. Yet a few believe that they were called. Yet we promise he will beat us till we shall accept. Let's finish in Deuteronomy and we hear. Deuteronomy 32 verse 21.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. When Israel did all that in the way, God called us right, called them right from Abel. Out of him came Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The forefathers of the Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All that long they troubled him. Till in the Deuteronomy when he took them from Egypt. Even when they took them from Egypt and they were on the way. Still they did many things which angered God. And they made their cults which they worshipped. And the desired things of the Gentile nations. But he told them in that time that I'm going to make you jealous with the nation which is not and the nation which is not worthy. But ahead there you are going to see Uganda and Israel at the same time in creation of heavens and earth. And one was to begin and the other wind up. But we may find ourselves same troubles Israel did to anger God and we too we have done them. The problem which is this, that unto that nation is spoke of, which is meant to serve as Israel served. He promised to beat it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That nation, God is not going to give up on it. Israel was beaten for many years.
Till
they fulfill the son to be born in their nation. Even Uganda is going to be beaten till they are prepared for the coming back of Jesus. You know, there are those seeing me laughing and they wonder why I laugh when they are going to beat us. You have to rejoice if beatings are being prepared for you. Instead of getting destroyed, at least you beaten and rejoice over being beaten.
For it
takes out that stubbornness from you that you can be healed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so
much.
But when we get here,
in the
Isaiah 19, where we usually look at our call, he promised to beat us till we admit that indeed he called us.
Isaiah 19 from verse 22.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Remember, we use this Egypt. Which is the present day Africa. That was the entire territory which was called Egypt in those days.
Yes, 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 yes.
Praise Jesus so much. But this nation Uganda, it was pointed us holding the source of the river Nile. Isaiah 19 verse 5 and 7. Now when we were marked like that, but in his promises he said, I will beat you till you've gotten unto me, and you will plead to me, and me too I will heal you, and you will serve me. Let's repeat verse 22. Isaiah 19 from verse 22. He will beat you and heal
akome
and you come back beat. He beats and heals you to see whether gotten back to sanity. If you
will
not align yourself, he comes back, strikes you again. Look at what is moving on. As he did to Israel is the way he's doing it to us. For these symbols marked and we hold them in common. We told you the heading we are onto is Uganda and Israel. They were called from creations of heaven and earth. And they were put upon the same poles. We are meant to see this in the fifth phase of the call of the nation Uganda. Remember, not yet finished the fourth phase. But we wanted to look into there what is in the fifth phase.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. But let me tell you one thing. Because of the same symbols on the call, and they are the same of which we are on Israel, we may find ourselves we've been beaten the same way. Yet remember here his promise is not to give up on us.
As
for Israel, he left them that he can come to his nation. But to you he promised he will be beating you. I will beat you as a heel and I strike you again till you will change. Now he does this. For those who are slaughtering people are still hunting for more. As the member of parliament still are fighting. Sometimes back it has been, it had gotten silent. And another arises. As we've gotten silent, the economy also is affected. As we are still there, in the hospitals there's no medicine there. And as we are there,
there's
come a virus in the nation. All those happened on Israel. Now, if we don't hear in the shortest time,
yes,
praise Jesus.
He
may strike and beat us more beatings. Perhaps it's just the beginning. But if we change quick, he too we will stop beating. Let's repeat verse 22. Isaiah 19 verse 22. Yes, praise Jesus so much.
He will
beat as he heals and beat again till we shall change and respond to his call that God, you called us. Let's do as your call is on us. Even if our president here is going to find many challenges, the one who is on and the one who is going to come next, till we have admitted and responded. Let me tell you, the president wanted to come next. Don't you think this is going to settle when you've come? It will settle when you've responded to our call.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. It will not settle because a new president has come. It will settle because we've responded to our call and acted on it.
Because
a new president, maybe you've not realized the right thing. You've not realized the reason. From all along when we got independence, we have been in the troubles and distress all along. That is not the first president who has been with on. Even what's done on our nation. These, you see, they have not just begun in this era. Right from Mutesa, it was the same experience. Was it not that? Things were a bit initially good like that. What followed is to haunt people, slaughter them. Even the king at the same time president was disposed of. Ever since swore for God and our country, we've accepted what was spoken on us. Every leader coming on leadership, that's what happens on them.
His
Excellence, when he would not consider the call, they are going to take him quick. I speak as things are in the scriptures. Those words are not come from apostles, neither from the full knowledge, but they are words coming from the book of God, and they come from God. That is how they usually say.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, The presenters always say, these words have not come from us or this station. These are words of individual basis.
But
these are not of individuals but of God. Praise Jesus. But I want to give you something to look at. Holy Spirit help you realize what's in the nation. After that, Uganda and Israel, we are called from creations of heavens and earth. And we are put upon the same symbols. We may find ourselves. And what made Israel be beaten is what is causing us to be beaten. If we don't learn from them,
Bible
says in the Corinthians, what happened on our forefathers? They were examples to us that we
could
not repeat to do them ourselves. But I think maybe we fail to understand them. Praise Jesus so much. When God told the Israelites as they traveled him on the way, in the Deuteronomy 32:21, that they made, they caused me jealousy with what was not God,
and
they angered me with words which are worthless. And he said, I'll make them jealousy with a new nation, a foolish nation. Praise Jesus so much. But when he reaches in the Isaiah 65, he spoke this on that nation. And time had passed a long time.
Right?
From the Deuteronomy in Moses, now in Isaiah, he told them this.
Isaiah 65
from verse 1.
Mbuzibwako ababata mbuza angako. Ndabidwa ababata nonyanga. Nagamba anti ndaba. Edie kwanga edita tumi wanga linya liange.
Now when you look at us like this, as we were there in the 1962, we spoke that for God in our country we shall stand. Yet it's a nation which never had even the name of God. We had not been named after the name of God. We had never known of him. And we spoke for God in our country. God himself spoke in our hearts that we will see him. It revealed himself that I am your God.
And
we too spoke for God and our country. But he told Israel these words down. Isaiah 65 verses 2.
Ngololedde mikono gyange okuzibya obudde abantu abajeemu abatambulira mu kkubo litali ddungi.
Are
you hear what was happening?
Israel,
remember, right from Abel,
God
called them as we shall see it.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much. They have moved. They have reached the era of Noah. The world has gotten messed up. They have refused to hear them. They reached the era of Abraham. Out of him comes Isaac and Jacob. They have troubled God. He takes them to Egypt.
They have
suffered in Israel, yet they have the call.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They spent 400 years in Egypt. Those are very many years. God has come to redeem them in the nation he promised them, he marked well. Troubled him along the way.
And
reached to speak in the Deuteronomy 32, verse 21, that they angered him with what was not God. Even with words which were worthless. And he promised them, I'll get another nation. But all those God spoke
them.
And he knew his nation. For he had marked it already from creations of heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
you reached Isaiah, seasons that passed, a lot of them.
He
told them, I was already seen by the other people. Those I spoke before that will cause you jealousy over those people.
The
nation which has never known me, which never inquired of me. I went revealed to them that I am your God. And as we were there in the 1962, that we said for God and our country, even our future, and of our nation, we laid it onto the hands of God, according to the national anthem. Now, in the national school prayer,
we turned
with all our hearts, we've given up on things of the devil. We turned with all our hearts unto you.
I don't know
where the hearts are. He will beat them till they're turned.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But like he told Israel in Isaiah 65. Let's repeat this. Isaiah 65:2.
Abantu abajemu abatambulira mukubo etali dunji.
Hear what Israel did to him.
Yamare biro bijo kuveri.
Took a long time from the Genesis. In his hand, come and we serve. Come and serve me. Come, I gather you. But they were rebellious, yet he called them. I don't know Uganda, the big-headedness you have.
They
beat you that head till it's humbled. Now you're making noise in the parliament.
Museveni,
what is wrong with him?
Museveni is wrong because of not serving God.
Museveni is struggling because of failing to serve God.
You refuse
to serve God. Now what is he to do?
You
yourself, you're rebellious to God. God has to use the situation prevail and beats. Now these parliamentarians, those who give wrong counsels, he spoke of them in Isaiah. You need to be shooting them down. I have no time to cry for that. I went to go to him, Lord. Now you are too much on us, but... What can we do to make this issue be known? I saw in the vision. And there was money he had sent to us. It was money from three nations. And they are bundles. And it was much. And he told us, put their television and begin the work. If you will not tell them, they will beat them forever. I'm waiting physically for that man. For it was the vision of God.
He
said, if you don't tell them, you will beat them forever. Because for them, they think the president is the one who was failed. But the beheadedness is the one causing the nation to be beaten. God can touch him though he has been a bad leader and he becomes good. And because our nation is in God's hands, if he was a bad leader by himself and not rebellion of the nation, he would have taken him off long time. How long did former presidents take long on the leadership? Those who were on leadership? 6 months.
Naye mutu
but
being
old and he cannot move on his own like that. You know Zimbabwe who came to be rebellious themselves. People are too harsh and they are sorcerers. And he made a leader beyond for long who was very wild. They made them very poor. And they fought what they fought, they could not take him away. Museveni was going to resign before. And God told him, go back again.
There's no
one I'm bringing. They have to first understand me. I would have spoken of the day was the year he was going to resign. But let me first retain those secrets. He told him, go back to leadership.
Nothing
you've done, you've not prepared these people. I'm going to help you beat them.
Seven
was called prepare this nation in peace and justice.
There's
no any other role he was called for like that one. Preparing the nation in peace and justice. That the atmosphere favors the call to be fulfilled. The other things we tell him is not what he was called to do. He's not the one meant to put peace and justice. Now you look for your money. That is his work, but now things are not easy.
Yes, we have as
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, the things like those which happened on Israel for rebellion against God, they are the same things on us. Let me give you the same signs and symbols which are
there
when we put aside the beatings. For these are the beatings are that.
Those
are samples of beatings which were on Israel and they are moving on with Uganda.
But there are
still signs as Uganda was marked with the river. Israel was marked with the river Euphrates.
Uganda,
Uganda was marked with the river Nile. The sign of the existence of the base of the Holy Spirit in those two nations. To flow moving on to other nations.
Israel
marked with river Euphrates.
Uganda,
and Uganda marked with the river Nile.
The
sign of the base of the Holy Spirit in those nations
flowing
in all nations of the world. Israel is the first.
It
was marked with river Euphrates. According to Joshua chapter 1 verse
3
and 4, let's read and we hear. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 3.
Joshua sule soko nyolokusatu. Buli kifoche muliri nyangamu ekigere kyamwe. Nchibawa demwe. Ngawe nagamba Musa. Olinyolokuna. Okuva kudungu. Okuva mudungu. Nolusozi luno Lebanoni. Okutuka kumuga omunene. Gwe muga Fulati.
Yes, he was
with praise Jesus so much.
But don't know where they are marking Israel.
When God marked Israel. Even though they are not reached that nation for a long time, for they were called right from Abel.
And
Ahia who came next to him says, and out of him came Enoch. And out of Enoch came Noah. After Noah, we have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And
Jacob brought the Israelites to Egypt. But they had a land they passed all along, yet it was theirs, which is known as the Canaan land. But it was marked with this great river, Euphrates. That river, it was a great sign which showed that there will be a base of the Holy Spirit there.
And
no matter how many years they would have moved, they were meant to be in that nation. Yes, we are marked from creations of heavens and earth.
For
rivers we are put in the creation of heavens and earth. That's what still you're going to see on Uganda. And is marked with the river Nile from creations of heavens and earth. It means what? Even though Uganda was officially put in officially it was put there in 1962, but it had been marked from long back.
The
people who will be where the source of that river is, those have been called, and the Holy Spirit will base there to work in the entire world. Just as you see, Israel was marked with the river Euphrates in the Canaan land. Remember that land, they were not Israelites there before they were Canaanites there. And many other nations.
Like
but you who are called when you come there, that nation has to be named after you people who have come there.
When
Israelites reached Canaan, that nation, that land was called Israel. Even this land wasn't Uganda before.
Uganda.
God has put the name Uganda in the 1962. Now one can recite the name of Uganda in the Bible. Where they spoke that is Uganda.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Even in the call of Israel, it wasn't there that it is the nation Israel there. It first came, but they had just put there the sign of the river Euphrates. Meaning the Holy Spirit will have the base there. To flow in the entire world. To spend all the eras of BC. Is the reason why Israel began the works of serving God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's repeat the verse 4.
Joshua esule soka olinyolokuna.
Joshua chapter 1 verses 4.
Okuva mu dungu no lusozi luno Lebanon okutuka ku mugo munene gwe muga Fulati ensi yonna eyabakiti era n'okutuuka ku nnyanja ennene ku luyo olw'ebugwanjuba we waliba ensalo yammwe.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda bwatu.
That's God.
We are marking ensi eno n'omugga Fulati.
He marked this nation with the river Euphrates. The nation of Israel. Yet it is the symbol of the Holy Spirit, how we will flow. After that nation had settled in that place,
yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
But
remember in those days, God first proclaimed this in the era of Abraham. He told him that nation where there is the river Euphrates, that is the land I've given you. Yet they moved a long time and they had never reached there.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. You want to briefly go back Genesis we hear?
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. We want to read Genesis 16. Starting from verse 3. Genesis 16 from verse 3.
Sarai, mukazi wa Ibrahim. Natwala Agali, omumisiri, muzana we, Ibrahimu gwe yali yakamaze emyaka 10 okutula munsi ya Kanani, N'amuwa Ibrahimu musajja we okuba mukazi we.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ibrahimu yali atuddeko mu nsi eya Kanani katono nnyo nnyo.
Abraham had ever sat in the land of Canaan for a short time.
Naye bw'oba obudde mu ssuula ekkumi
n'ebiri. When you come from the chapter 12.
N'ojja ng'osoma.
And you come reading.
Si agimusuubiza n'abazzukulu be.
God promised that land to him and his offsprings.
Ibrahimu yagendayo n'atuulayo nga mugenyi.
Abraham went to sit there as a visitor.
Era n'agivaamu.
And he got out of it and moved on ahead.
And
he passed Jacob and his offspring. And they first proceeded ahead to Egypt. And after they came in that land.
So,
now God had promised something, it takes long. But still its season reaches and they go settle there.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much. I wanted to briefly lighten it, for it's not what we are covering officially.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much. And you know the nation of Israel. Where it is, it had been marked with the river Euphrates. Because of the Son of the Holy Spirit will best there begin the works of God. On the planet.
Ah. Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Yet Uganda.
It
was marked with the river Nile. The source of the river Nile.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much. The river we've studied much information about it. Uganda was marked with the river Nile because of the call upon it. Right from creation of heavens and earth. Let's read in the Isaiah 19, starting from verse 5 unto 7.
Isaiah 19, from
verse 5.
N'amazzi galikendeera mu nnyanja, n'omugga guliwebuka ne gukala. Olunyolw'omukaaga, n'emigga giriwunya, obugga w'e Misiri bulikewa ne bukala, ebitogo n'essaalu biriwotoka. Olunyolw'omusanvu, amalundiro agali ku Kiyira, ku lubalama lwa Kiyira kwennyini. Nebyo nebisigibwa ku Kiyira birikala, birigobebwawo so tebiribeerawo nate.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Phase eriyokuna yokutibwa kwe ggwanga lya Uganda.
In the fourth phase of the call of the nation Uganda, where we saw and we still see signs which were marked, which will prevail in fulfillment of Uganda's call and the coming back of Jesus. We saw that when the water levels of the river Nile will reduce, it will be a sign which shows the reducing of the Holy Spirit. But at this time, Israel and Uganda, as they were called from creation of heavens and earth, and they were given the same symbols and signs shown, which show their call. We've seen Israel marked with the river
Euphrates.
Yet Uganda. And they show us in the Isaiah
19,
verses 5 to 7. And they mark us with the source of the river Nile.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
in all history,
we
saw that this call of the nation Uganda, it was the third phase. Now our call, it came being revealed in three ways.
Bible,
in the Bible,
history,
in the history, and in prophecies released in the eras of AD. But in history, they searched much for the river Nile.
Yet
God told them where the source of the river is. There is much hope.
Explorers.
And we remember that the explorers, they say it is the river of their faith. The river of the Christian faith. Where there is a great hope.
Yes, he was with
praise
me.
Jesus. That's why they moved to the entire Africa. Yet they looked for the source of that river where it is. Even though the explorers moved, all of them had to reach in Uganda.
Any
time they reached the Uganda, they will stop their researches. And they go back.
When he moved on,
they still came to end right at the source of Nile. You may look for the book entitled My African Journey.
So
the Englishmen, the explorers. But they show when all of them moved, they ended where the river Nile is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they called it the father of the rivers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they called it a holy river.
Now,
in all what I want you to look into and see, the way God created, called Israel from creation of heavens and earth, even Uganda. And they were given the same signs and symbols which will mark their call. Now we shall see Israel marked to begin the works of God. Uganda was marked to wind up the works of God on the planet Earth. But you look at these signs and symbols and they're the same. And when you look to Isaiah 18, verses 1 to 3, when they send angels who fly swift, they send them telling them that nation that I send you to in the latter days, that nation is divided with rivers. Let's read and we hear. Isaiah 18 from verses 1.
Wowe, enseyo kukwakwaya kwebiwa watiro, eriye mitala w'emigaja kusi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Enseyo kukwakwaya kwebiwa watiro.
A nation of wearing of wings. Those wings are not of birds, neither insects. According to Daniel chapter 9. Verse 21 to 25. We had Angel Gabriel flying swift. Angels are the ones flying here. But down they move on, mark how that nation appears. Isaiah 18 verses 2.
Etuma babaka kunyanja mu bibaya kumazi. Njayogera nti mugende mwe ababaka abangu eliye gwange gwavere gwewevu eliye abantu ababanga abentisa kasokede babeerawo na guno gujwa egwange erigera era eririnyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
The marking kugamba marking yense,
the marking of that nation.
Ngabulabi Israeli,
just as you see Israel
muyoswe sureri esoka
in the Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
Aji markinga nensozi wali.
You marked it with the mountains, with the desert, ended with the river Euphrates.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Uganda.
Now Uganda, as we've seen in Isaiah 19, verses 5 to 7, first marked with the point of the great river, the source of the river Nile, the longest river in the entire world, and which supplies the most nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And in the Isaiah
18,
verses 1 to 3,
it had another sign
that it has many rivers dividing through it.
This
river Nile is seen very clear, though many other rivers cross. You know, when a river reaches, it crosses through.
It's
water does not purport to channel elsewhere. And the river water is different.
It
crosses in other water bodies. Moves through when it's not mixed with the other water bodies. And that too is there. But they say that nation, many rivers are in it. Rivers are dividing the entire of it as you see there. Do you still look for what nation they speak of? That was a sign marked on us from creation of heavens and earth. That there will be a call in that nation. Like you see Israel marked in the land of Canaan with the river Euphrates.
So and
those signs came to appear the same.
This thing of Uganda's
call, though we are in this situation, it's not
going to
change that we don't have that call. We have to realize it and understand it. As the signs we've first shown you, when God called Israel, he beat them much for rebelling against him. But we too, it's happened on us. Not accepting that we were called. And we begin to worship other things. And to speak words which are shameful before God.
If
you speak yourself, me, how can I be called?
Now,
Uganda, how can it be called?
So
you begin to do what you want, to go to shrines. Let him to beat you that you understand it. In his name, you speak for God and our country. After you go for the demons. You lay your future through the national anthem. My future and of my nation, I lay it in your hands. Now you want to elect your leader. Yet you told God to plan your future, put him the one he wants. You want to bring your own. Withdraw your future from the hands of God if it's possible. Don't you see that? My country, I lay it in your hands, God. After you lay it, can you still have right to plan your future anymore?
And
I want this leader, can you do that? If you give me your future, I'm to plan for it. I tell you, go here and you refuse. I tell you,
so
is the president, you say, I want this one.
It's me
knowing your future, I want that leader, the president. After, in the national school prayer, you say it. All my heart, I give it to you, Lord. I turn to you. I
have
done with all my heart. Is it not that?
The national school prayer.
National school prayer. Tunulira mukama.
As my heart silent.
Ngo mutima gwange gukakai.
To you all I turn.
Eri jori zena juka.
Don't
turn like a trailer truck. You turn with all your heart.
For the sins I have committed.
You still done the sins.
I pray to be forgiven.
Uganda. What you pray to be forgiven, you've resumed doing it.
In all that I have been good, I pray to be encouraged.
Now we come. If you want or not.
You want encouragement.
You want to kuziwa mamani.
We are encouraging you.
To the best of our mani kat.
Encouragement is very kat.
This is encouragement from God. That I'm beating you for a reason.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And your guidance, oh God.
Once you walk along,
he
has come back to guide you. Ruth is called at the covenant.
All
covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda.
As
it was on the nation Israel in the era of BC.
For under your guidance, where all is peace, I shall be led. Not to be sober, but to rejoice. As my heart rejoices. As my heart in you as lies. Amen.
Now where is your heart?
Is it
like David's heart, which is like of God or not?
Now
God has you. You will hear him.
The one
of God speaks the words of God. I don't know what you are speaking. The sign of the river Euphrates in Israel. And the sign of the river Nile.
The
sign of the flow of the Holy Spirit in the entire world. That's what we want to hear of it, at least brief. According to John chapter 7.
John
chapter 7 from verse 37 to
39.
He speaks this.
John chapter 7 from verse
37.
Naye ku lunaku olw'enkomerero, lwe lukulu olw'embaga, Yesu yayimirira n'ayogerera waggulu. N'agamba nti, omuntu bw'alumwa ennyonta ajje gye ndi anywe. Olwasatu mu omunaana, akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti, emigga egy'amazzi amalamu girikulukuta mu lubuto lwe. Olwasatu mu omwenda, ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo. Bwe bali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza. Kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa. Kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kugulumizibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Israeli nga makingibwa n'omugga Fulati okuva kutonda kwa ensi.
Israel as was marked with river Euphrates from creation of heavens and earth.
Kaali kabonero ak'emigga egy'omwoyo omutukuvu alikulukuta.
Sign of the springs of the Holy Spirit who will be flowing. And he put space in Israel in the entire BC. That's why God has been speaking in the John chapter
7.
37 to 39. That those who believe him,
inside
them will flow streams of living waters. He first appears with sign of the rivers.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So
like he first appeared in Canaan, where there will be Israel. And he first marked it with the river Euphrates.
The
people will be there believing him. And they are the Israelites. They will be given the Holy Spirit.
That
spoke of the sign of the river which will flow in the bed. That spoke of the Holy Spirit was to be given
them.
For he had not yet been given
them.
Before God gives you the Holy Spirit, he puts there a sign to give you.
He
may tell you, repent, you'll be given the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But Israel,
Israel too was like that. When they reached in that nation, the Holy Spirit too arrived.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Uganda.
Uganda.
As
we heard in the Isaiah
19,
verse 5 to 7.
And
they showed they marked us with the source of the river Nile, the longest river in the world, and that which sharing many nations.
He
said, when those people will reach there and believe me, inside them will flow streams of living waters. And he first marked us with that river.
Then
he spoke that by the Holy Spirit to be given us. In 1962, we accepted for God and our country. And the Holy Spirit began the base in that year within Uganda. That is why in the history,
Basajja baneno abava mu Australia.
These men who came from Austria.
Okuli Wilhelm Wattzell.
Where there is Wilhelm Wattzell.
Ne Emil Klein.
And Emil Klein.
When they came here in the
1992, they said God is in Uganda. God has a base in Uganda.
Do
final work under the sun. 1992, that was spoken. And even the newspapers wrote down
a new vision paper.
New vision newspaper.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the sign of the Holy Spirit. Now, many times we may not realize it. That even we appear alike just as Israel in the call. Even though we defer that Israel was called to begin God's work on the world. And the destiny of their work was like that. To prepare for the birth of Christ on earth. Now Uganda was called. Wind up God's work.
Final work.
God's final work on the planet earth.
Destiny.
But the destiny. That call or work. Ends with preparing for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Taking up his saints. His church. When you're called, you hold the destiny of your call. Or the end of it, how is it?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus
so much.
Those signs came to appear the same. We took long to the start of them because the four phases we first handled, they had a way they had to sharpen our minds. The fifth phase to come. But today we've just looked into it. Because of things which are moving on. You understand why this finishes another comes. Those things exactly were happening on Israel.
That
we are meant to see in the fifth phase we've looked into today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Israel.
The sign of the Holy Spirit. Of the dove.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Crested crane.
The sign of the crested crane. The law. The one who blasphemeth the Holy Spirit is not forgiven. The prison is hell. The spirit who came down on the dove. And in the sign of the crested crane, if you beat and kill the Uganda crested crane, without any
feeling,
you end up in the prison cells in Luzira.
Wanji?
Are we together? Are you understanding this?
Now,
when they reach there, Uganda, you would be heated up.
And you
don't know where to raid, to run to God has surrounded you. The sign of the Holy Spirit. In the sign of the dove.
Israel.
In Israel.
Uganda.
In Uganda.
Crested crane.
Crested crane. As it's written. Let's hear as we read. We begin with Israel with the sign of the dove. The Holy Spirit, the sign of the dove. Matthew
3,
from 15 to
17.
Matthew 3, from verse 15.
Naye Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, kiriza kaakano, kubanga kitugwanira bwe tutyo, okutuukiriza obutuukirivu bwonna. N'alyoka amukkiriza. Kunyole 16. Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago nava mazzi, laba, eggulu ne limubikkukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngakka, ng'ejjiba, ng'ajja ku ye.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The Spirit of God.
Yasooka okulambikwa mu Isaiah n'omugaguli
Frat. He was first marked in Israel with the river Euphrates.
Samu kabonero ku yasembya yake ejjuba.
One of the last signs he ended with of the dove
mu Isiraeli.
In Israel.
Wabula ate mu Uganda.
But in Uganda,
munanga tulinayo akabonero ka crested crane.
When we have the sign of the crested crane.
Ngabe tugenda okulaba amateeka agafuga bombiri.
Like we're going to see the laws governing both of them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yagala soka kusomana ku nanka niyo ku crested crane.
I want to first read here of the crested crane.
Was there mu kya wandikibwa ki? Isaiah meka. Abiri mukaga. Mwajira bidama.
Isaiah 38:13. Neririsa okutuusa enkya ng'empologoma bwamenya bwatyo amagumba gange gonna. Isaiah 38:13. Neririsa okutuusa enkya ng'empologoma bwamenya bwatyo amagumba gange gonna okuva enkya okutuusa ekiro okulimalirawo ddala ng'akatayi oba sekanyulya ng'akatayi oba sekanyulya
Isaiah 38:14.
Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fell with looking up.
Upward.
With looking upward. O Lord, I'm oppressed, undertaken for me.
Undertaken for me. Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Crested crane, crane
and the dove were shown in this verse at the same time.
But you know,
interceded here. If it's not the Holy Spirit, it is Christ. Romans chapter 8. From verses 26 to 35.
We have intercessors.
If it's not Christ, it's the Holy Spirit. But he gave himself this time.
A crane.
That crane.
Today
we call it the crested crane. Separated from all the cranes in the world. There are different cranes. This one was added on the crested crane. Just as the dove, he was in intercessions. We've taken away other birds here. And we singled out the crested crane and the dove. That sign the Holy Spirit appears much through it.
Even as he
comes in the dove, he comes in the crested crane. And he moved on to shatter. Most people say now boast of those things. Someone was been wondering where was the crested crane written that the Holy Spirit worked through it.
And
I told you the call of the nation still came from the journey of heaven. And it was moved through the Bible. Everything we speak of has its proof in the scriptures.
If
someone says still, I'm still lacking a little in that. That these two appear the same
in the door
and the crested crane, they are the sign of the Holy Spirit. That's why God tired of the people, he's always in the bush. Just as people push out the Holy Spirit.
And
he goes in the creations.
Now,
this priesthood prayer is good in its choosing
to be the sign
how the Spirit appeared in Uganda as it was appearing in Israel in the sign of the dove.
Now,
at least he bears the sign of the Holy Spirit
because
of the white color you see on the priesthood crane. This time, he had been proven he has gone to black people by the black color. Yet he's not segregated all people
because
of the red color that all people have white, red blood. And he came with a yellow color. Because of the light of the word of God.
We
shall know all that for, I'm just sampling for you now. This time we handled all the nations.
In
the national anthem we have a clause we call all nations.
All our neighbors at our country's
call. We say, that's why we welcome every person here.
Even
we welcome terrorists and they're now bombing us.
All
that is in the sign of the priesthood praying through which the Holy Spirit came in the nation. Second clause is
free. Uganda, the land of freedom.
Uganda, enseyetembe.
Our love and labor we give.
And with neighbors,
with our neighbors. At our country's call.
Yes, favorita.
In peace and friendship
mumirembe,
we shall live. Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Holy Spirit has handled all that through the sign of the crested crane. Like it was in Israel the sign of the dove. Most people wonder how comes to be like that. It is true. Because of the law which was put upon the Holy Spirit. Which was appeared in the Israel. In the sign of the dove. And it's the same law which was put on the
crested crane.
Or the Holy Spirit who came in the sign of the crested crane.
And
when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you are not forgiven. The prison is hell. Now today when you beat the crested crane,
no one
will forgive you, they imprison you. It's immediate. But we don't ask how can that come? A mere bat to beat it, you are imprisoned. These were signs of
Israel.
We and Israel. There is a great call.
So why God
give us is to beat us till we have humbled. Let's see the law of the Holy Spirit in the crested crane. The law of the Holy Spirit, the Son of the Dove. And it appears with that when is the sign of the crested crane. Scriptures say in the Matthew 12 that the word of 32 speaks this of the law of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12 from verse 31.
Chemvamba gambanti. Abantu balisonyiwa buli kibi n'ekyo okuvola nayo okuvola omwoyo tekulisonyika olwasa tumwe bbiri buli muntu alivola omwana w'omuntu alisonyiwa naye buli muntu alivola omwoyo mutukuvu talisonyiwa newankubadde mu mirembe gya kakano newankubadde mirembe gigenda okujja
teri kuwoza
no pleading. They don't forgive you, then the prison is hell. And God speaks of this prison like this. In the 1 Peter chapter 3, 17 to 21, and he says this.
Ebaluwa ya Petero ekisooka esula ya kusatu. Olinyolyo kumino musanvu.
First Peter chapter 3 from verse 17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe mwe okubonyaabonyezebwa nga mukola bulungi okusinga nga mukola bubi. Olinyolyo kumino munana. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyaabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu. Obutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Olw'ekumi n'omwenda era bwe yagenderamu n'abulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Olunya olw'abiri edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibbwa amazzi bwe gaalokokera amazzi Mwegalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo omunaana. Olwabiri mu olumu era kaakano ge gaabalokola mwe mu kifaananyi eky'amazima.
Yes, he was even
praised Jesus so much.
Akamunduka amazzi kakwesibwa kuvadda.
The sign of the water was used from ancient days.
Naye tubadde tuwogera no kuteeka lyo muntu.
Here we have been speaking of the law of the Holy Spirit.
Nabi kina mujuba.
We appeared in the form of the dove.
Mugwangira Israel.
In the nation of Israel.
Yes, he was even
praised Jesus so much.
Nateke bakateeke luda namuvola tebajja muso.
It was put upon that law, whoever will blaspheme him will not be forgiven.
Mirembe jino nejigendo
okuta. In this age and that which is coming.
Era mu Peter ekisoke suliyo kusatu kumi na musanvu paka abiri mu emu.
First Peter chapter 1, 3 from verse 17 to 21.
Batulaze komera lya Katonda jasibiri niwe emijo.
They have showed us the prison of God where he imprisons rebellious spirits.
Singa mbadde ne book of constitution ni wano.
If I had a constitutional book right here.
Mbadde ngenda kubikula kulabe eteke ya teke wa kulese
di. I was going to open to see the law which was attached on the Uganda crested crane.
Kasi toji kuba.
If you beat it. And they get you like this without compromise. No forgiveness is your way.
End
in prison without any compromise.
At the
time they imprison you, don't speak and bargain for it. Imprison you till they will think over you or never to be there forever. For finding you beating the crested crane.
Not
as if you are blaspheming.
That
you're not forgiven for the blasphemy. For the sin of blasphemy is not forgiven.
And there
is no pleading for it.
Do
you see the same signs? Let me tell you,
see.
When you look to yourself, Uganda, as you
appear,
and they tell you are called. Or Uganda and our friends. For many among us are friends and they're not Ugandan.
But
if you move with us, know that you are involved in our call. For Amos 3:3 says, two cannot move together except they have agreed. In the time you befriend us as Uganda, you are in our call, still you too you will be beaten. All those who have their embassies Uganda here in Uganda, and we too have embassies in their countries, they are all in this call. They will be beaten. Beat them till they realize that we were. Even all those loving God who called us in the world, them too are in this call.
Now,
we may suffer together with them, but let's stand quick. And we tell them they too to realize it.
So, Now,
the call of Israel and Uganda from creation of heavens and earth,
we
were put upon many signs. I cannot speak them today and finish them.
It's
impossible for it will take us time studying them. We have the sign of the seven spirits in the lampstand within Israel and even in Uganda. still in the lampstand and the many other signs.
That's
why he came back straight here. That is why you see us have the other lampstand named very well. As he was in Israel.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But the first sign of the seven spirits in Israel, I'm going to speak of it, just we are not reading it. There are the seven mountains surrounding the Jerusalem city. Even in Uganda, the seven hills surrounding the Kampala capital city.
You're
not going to run from God no matter how much you want it.
When
we reach the situation of proclaiming, Israel
and
Uganda were called from creation of heaven and earth. And we are given the same signs and symbols. Israel was to begin God's work on the earth, and the destiny of preparing the Christ's birth on earth.
And
Uganda is to do the final work on the planet earth. And the destiny involving preparing of the Christ is coming back. Now, sign of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Seven spirits in Uganda and Israel. Of the lampstand. Israel was first marked in the city where the base is. Where the base of their call is. Jerusalem was marked with seven hills.
Uganda,
Uganda has Kampala, where that base is also meant to be. They first put in the World Trumpet Mission. That which was proclaiming us of today, of the new generation. Don't feel jealousy, that is it. Praise Jesus. This is no more
Wakiso.
You wait. This is not Wakiso.
Zana
is never going to be Wakiso. It's going to be Kampala. You just keep watching.
Amen.
That's why when you find our poster, we say we are in Zana, Kampala. We are not in Wakiso. All those areas of Nasara are going to come under Kampala.
Amen.
I saw that map in 2005, the right map, how it's meant to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You're going to see that, you just keep watching.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you see them break structures on the roads, you leave the roads, we want to order the city.
Enter
in the building, God will bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now Uganda and Israel have a serious problem. Remember when we began to call, the one we first called back is Israel.
We tell you,
come, we serve the God you served before. Even though you're born jealousy, but
us,
they said we shall cause you jealousy. Now the sign of the hills is still there.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. In Israel, they used much the seven priests. And they held the seven trumpets. Is it not that? But because when our leader, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni was coming, it was put upon those signs. It was first given the name Joel, which marks in Joel 2.
27 to 29.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this nation.
Then in Abira Nakabunida Kalada,
and he got to have another sign of the name Museveni. Which moves on to mark the seven spirits. As they were in Israel in the sign of the lampstand. He went in the guerrilla war. He began with the seven guns and the 27 people. And only seven had guns. We have another sign of this Uganda proverb. That mother birthed us seven children and he molded pots for us, and there are seven pots. The one who break their pots, they will send you the ape to eat you up. But when you see of Abaddon, you will know you are finished. And those are the seven eyes of God in the lampstand, as it was on Israel.
The
second sign was in Israel, even in Uganda. I've just passed briefly in that. We have to reach on the covenant for God and our country. Israel made it coming from captivity, from Egypt, in Joshua 24:15. And they decided we shall serve the Lord our God. And they also signed on it to be witnesses for their own selves.
Uganda.
We made a covenant for God and our country when they came from also the bondage. Bondage of the colonialists. And they spoke for God and their country to stand. In there themselves they decided to be witnesses for that. That they decided to serve God. And they put a signature of the national anthem. Our future and our nation, lay it in your hands, God. And they signed on it more.
National
school anthem. There we gave out ourselves right from the younger to the old.
We younger women.
We young women.
And the men
and
of Uganda.
Men of Uganda. That is like a witness to.
We younger women.
For our child, our two.
And men of Uganda.
Nabami wa Uganda.
Marching along with the path of education.
But
you have to be here
study. Though you study in the world, even here, you have to study. No way of living except in the path of education and being taught. That's why I said you make all nations disciples. You will not run.
Life
you ahead how the fifth phase is of the call of this nation, Uganda.
You are marching here, what? Marching along with the path of education.
You
have to
study.
Singing and dancing with joy together. Uniting for a better Uganda.
Uganda
now,
those your divisions, you have divided yourselves. They refuse you to be one. All groups. They have to enroll
their law,
and you reach there to be one person. And you don't tell me you are of FDC and another is of elsewhere. If you reach the parliament, you
no more
bring political groups you have come from. Come to reason for the one Uganda.
We are the pillars of tomorrow's Uganda.
Pages are Uganda, Owencha.
You
know, God said we shall be pillars in Isaiah.
Isaiah
19, 21 to down. From 19 to down.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
We are the pillars of tomorrow's Uganda.
Opaji is a Uganda Owencha.
Let us raise
Lekatu
now. Embrace the true knowledge.
That is what we are here. We are called the new generation. With the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Embrace
us because of what they vowed here.
Now,
where are you going to get true knowledge elsewhere except in full knowledge? God has you, Uganda. There is nowhere you can run to.
You raise and what?
Mugolokoke.
Let us raise.
Leka tugolokoke kakano.
Embrace the true knowledge.
Wanilize okumanyo kwa mazima.
Yielding discipline.
That's where why yo eri empisa.
Resourcefulness. Nga mwensi wuko.
No. Nga you are a source.
Kati njagalanda gaga yusaku kwe Uganda.
Now goes your character of expose your privacy. You the musicians.
Are
we resourceful in that when you expose your privacy on televisions?
Whatever
you find is speak in parliament.
In
Uganda, you're there, you are a resourceful person. Look how you appear.
To rebuild a great pearl.
Okuzimba pearl ya mine.
We know the way into the land of enlightenment.
Tumanyi ekubo eri ensi eyo kutangala.
Ensi yo musana
kakati. The land of light.
Katonda yalagira omusana ogwo kumanya.
God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. All those who are written are scriptures.
We know the way into the land of enlightenment.
Tumanyi ekubo itwala munsi eye kitangala.
Ensi yawa.
Where is the land?
You
have to reach heaven, whether you want it or not, you reach.
You have to
know your home in heaven, there is no way you can chase the journey of heaven from Uganda. That we study here every day.
As sons,
over Makwa,
rivers,
Ebi Walula,
valleys,
Ebi Wong,
mountains,
Nensozi.
Come what may,
chone chija,
we shall overcome.
Tuja kuwangula.
For the glorious time to come.
Orwe wisera ewe chiti wevija.
Now
listen.
Tuli mulembo mpya.
We are a new generation.
Ugino kumanya Katonda
okujibu. With the full knowledge of God and His glory.
The glorious time we are
in. The glorious time we are into now.
Ulete chiti wajia Katonda okujibu.
Bring the full knowledge and the glory of God.
Parents and teachers, and the youth of this nation, raise with us, support our endeavors, led by God, who is the source of life, to uplift our mother.
Let's see who will escape that. I want to end here. Time has left us. But there are many signs.
Now, the
eras which are the same.
Israel
did coming from Egypt from captivity. Entering Canaan. Land flowing with milk and honey. The glory of the entire world.
Uganda
vowed for God and its country. In the 1962.
When came
from the bondage of the colonial governors, the colonialists, in its nation,
Uganda
Pearl of Africa, the land flowing with milk and honey, the glory of the world. All those we are to see them. May God bless you.
It's
good we've looked into them. On the 50th phase of the fall of the nation Uganda.
God
bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's wait for the next services.